USA News Update. The UN may take a vote today on more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages.
A vote set for Tuesday by the UN Security Council was delayed. Since Monday, there have been disagreements between key parties, including the U.S., over language surrounding aid, monitoring, and ending hostilities in the region. At the same time, the political leader of Hamas is reportedly in Cairo today to talk with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The FBI says hundreds of fake bomb threats made against Jewish worship centers, community centers, and other facilities over the weekend likely originated from outside the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says more than 400 U.S. Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats by email since Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.